This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, coming to you live from the farm. Jay's not on the farm, though. She's maybe at the funny farm. Jay Curry,
what's your view?
Yes, the funny farm. Let's hear it for those who have been very interesting. You have very loving, interesting parents, and they're around, I'm sure, to help with
I do. I grew up in a very unique way. Unconditional love, respect. I never had a doubt if my parents were proud of me or not. And that's sad to say that that was a unique way. You know what I mean?
I sure do.
I don't know very many of my friends who grew up that way.
Yeah. Well, there's a zero-sum game in all of that. If you're not supportive of your children, then it doesn't mean that they get away with it. There's a difference in an understanding of what it means to be supportive and loving. It doesn't mean that you don't set parameters. There isn't a definition of what's right and wrong. You should know by example from your parents or whoever it is. I grew up around on a couple of different local farms with the folks who were the mother and father, like my second family. And so under that circumstance, I had good upbringing. I had good examples. I had good, solid beginnings, and so that's, I think, why I turned out the way I did. But, you know, when you think about how people are, is there a definite design or purpose to teach children about values? And I know a lot of parents think that that's about politics and religion, and you do it our way because we tell you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that are, that have us understand what the world is kind of all about. All these people that talk about the wealthy and we have to tax them and we have to do this and we do that. That's a zero-sum game, going back to a phrase that I used a minute ago. If I make more money, it doesn't mean that there's less money for somebody else. But that's the mentality. That's what people are taught. The idea that they're bad because they have rich roots, they have money, and that is ridiculous. You're not poor because somebody else is rich. If you believe in a God or spirit, it will teach you that those philosophies will teach you that there is abundance for everybody. There's no limit on how much money there is out there for you to make. You're not taking money from anybody else unless you're robbing them. If you come up with an idea or you do something that's unique and you happen to make money, bully for you. Good. Product, services, whatever it is, that's not taking away from somebody else. Now, if you're in the... go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just going to say, in the mentality of people who have a lot of money, like an absurd amount of money, who people are like, well, they should give it away. They should do things with it.
Why is that
they
your business?
They shouldn't have to. It would be nice to see if that happened.
Yeah,
but
it's nice.
They don't have to. They don't owe that to anybody.
No, they don't. But society is better off when people who have created wealth do something good with it. That's good. That's a judgment. Maybe you're teaching people about sharing. That's one of the things often... Especially if you come from, if you're the only child, most only children are not, I'm not saying this about all, but most only children are not great at sharing because they have all of the stuff. That's one of the things that Megan, my daughter, and her husband have been good about with Miles, so that he doesn't think the world revolves around him. But a lot of single children grow up feeling that way because both parents are sometimes vying for the attention of the child. It's interesting. The child is supposed to supposed to get attention from the parents, and oftentimes it's the other way around. Parents are trying to get attention from their children, which of course is that's a recipe for complete disaster. But anyway, I thought I was thinking about that, and thinking about people who have money and what they do with it. I think LeBron James is a fairly interesting example of that. He's been talking a lot lately about the things that he's doing to help out his neighborhood, which is in Akron and that area of Appalachia in Ohio. He also has been talking about Elon Musk and what's going on Twitter. He was speaking out concerning this report about the uptick of hate speech on Twitter. Is this coincident with Musk taking over at Twitter? Or is this just something that's been going on, all this Nazi stuff, the N-word, things that ought not to have a place, or at least if they're there, I suppose that's freedom of speech. But you kind of get canceled. Anybody uses the N-word these days, if you're not black, you get canceled. Anybody who's, and I think I'm sort of like in nowhere land when it comes to that, Jay. But when it comes to Nazi stuff, no place for it. So it should be. So then you come back to, well, who determines? I may like the skinheads, as somebody might say. Oh yeah, I think the Jews are horrible, and so we should do what we can to destroy them. You know, that's kind of the stuff that Kanye West was saying, and you look what happened with him. And that stuff was all over Twitter. All the stuff from Donald Trump and his.
Well, that's the thing too. That was a problem where it almost seems like some of these social platforms, specifically what we're talking about right now, Twitter, picks and chooses who gets kicked out for certain things. They have their guidelines of what is not appropriate, what is not allowed, and not everybody gets kicked out for the same thing.
And
so that's why LeBron James is
inconsistent. I think that's what that's the message.
Exactly.
You have.
And he's saying that he hopes when Elon Musk takes over that there has been an uptick in hate speech, and it's become this platform for bullies. And even if you don't say specific words that might get you banned or trigger the algorithm, there's still a dialogue that is happening where everybody on Twitter is basically just a bully and very angry.
Yeah. Well, that started at Facebook, I think. There's a lot of that stuff at Facebook, political, just junk that's there.
But it seems like with Facebook, people are fighting with each other, but they already know each other, or they're on their friends list. Where with Twitter, you see things from people you don't even follow all the time.
I don't pay much attention to Twitter. And I pay not a lot of attention to Facebook. To Facebook. I was putting Facebook and Zuckerberg together. I get paid by the word. So if I put Facebook together, you know who I'm talking
about. Well, just give it time. I'm sure Meta will become Facebook eventually.
Right. And then they will be canceled for saying that if I put something on there right now. I don't know that I've been canceled, but I think I've been canceled. I think you told me you got... something that you posted yanked too, didn't you, or somebody else telling me that?
Well, recently, certain things that our friends are commenting under our posts are being hidden because it's just I forget the verbiage that Facebook used, but they've been hidden because they could be inciting anger or anything like that. And we have the ability to hide or unhide things, fortunately. But more than a decade ago, on a page I worked, posted something about, it was a get help topic for anybody dealing with an eating disorder, and to know that you're not alone, there is help, and here are different areas where you can get help. Here are blogs where you can get help. Just reach out to somebody and open that dialogue, and if you think that you have a loved one that's going through this, here's how you can open that dialogue and be there for this person. Well, Facebook flagged that as bullying behavior because I was quote-unquote calling out a specific type of group and completely banned the page. Or I shouldn't say banned the page I worked on, but suspended it for a solid 2 weeks.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, maybe that's the reason Zuckerberg's net worth has dropped by $100 billion. He lost one day last week $11 billion. And if you look back over the past year, the value of Meta, which is the main company over Facebook, they've declined, the profits have declined. And so this is something that is appropriate, I think. Anyway, I think he's getting his just desserts for the way he runs things, for his egotistical, arrogant way. This is a private company. Now, you don't have to belong if you don't want to. And a lot of people are choosing not to. That's why he lost $100 billion. Now his wealth is down to 37 billion. It's unbelievable. Elon Musk at the end of the scale is worth 212 billion. And the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, number three position worth 134 billion. His wife was at the divorce, got 38 billion. And she still is worth 38 billion, even though she's been giving millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions away. It just shows you the wealth. It doubles if you, depending on what you're doing with the money, that is what it's invested in. She was probably smart. She probably just left it in Amazon. And in and of itself, it just rejuvenates, revives, rebuilds itself. Anyway, so the criticism of the company, is, in my estimation, with Zuckerberg, he deserves the criticism. The company deserves the criticism. He's a jerk, and he comes across as an arrogant jerk. And so you go back to the college. You remember that movie? It was all about the beginnings of Facebook and how he stole the idea from those two twins.
From those twins,
Yeah, that tells you all you need to know about this guy. That's it. And so he'll do anything for money, anything for power, anything for control. He's that type of individual. It's pretty clear. You know, I'm not one. I wouldn't normally look at someone I'm pretty good, actually, at figuring people out because I've been talking to people all my adult life, doing interviews. I've done tens of thousands of interviews over the years, in person, on the phone. I can tell you what they're about by listening to them for just a few moments. And this guy, anytime I've ever seen him, just looking at him, never mind, I mean, that sounds very prejudicial, but he does. He just comes across with that smarmy, nasty, arrogant way, and that's not enough. That's not a good reason to not, you know, support somebody, I suppose, but the way he runs the company, he's getting what he deserves. 18 after the hour in my...
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Big candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
They don't want you to know that your body has the ability to heal itself. It needs to have the restrictions to healing removed and give them the things that it needs to promote healing. And one of those is Trace Minerals B12. It's another product that works really well at taming sugar cravings, because when you give your body the nutrients that should have been there in the first place, you're far less likely to spiral out of control with the cravings that lead you to overeating deficient foods.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starts pumping out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Celebrity stories on social media, which is what we do, trending things during this portion of each hour of the Good Day program. And Dolly is in the focus. Her great career, 6 decades. She was discovered in 1966, Jay, 76 years old now. And she says she really thinks she's toured enough.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to do it anymore. But she says, I'll still do special shows.
Perform at festivals. Well, because she's being asked, because she was inducted into, or she's in the new class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and
right.
She tried to decline that because she was like, I've not put out a rock album, so now she's going to put out a rock album so that she feels more worthy of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
Yeah.
And when asked, well, would you tour this? She's like, no, my touring days are done. One, she wants to stay home closer to her family. What if somebody needs her and she's away? She would feel awful. Or what if she's away and she needs to cancel salon fans and everybody to go home to be with someone. She's just like, I'm not doing that to myself or my family nor my fans. So touring is done. Good for her.
Well, she's got it, and she certainly has known what to do with it over all of these years. What a great example of what I was talking about earlier, someone who becomes a success and doesn't take away anything from anybody else. In fact, she gives to other people strength, mm-hmm. sustenance, support, that kind of stuff.
She's not just an icon. She is a living legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. No question about that at all. Okay, there's a duet out, Nicole Kidman singing with Luke Evans, a song called Say Something. James, you got a snippet from that? This is from Evans' upcoming album, A Song for You, being released this week. She apparently has singing skills that most people didn't know she had, right?
Oh, just watch her in 2001's Moulin Rouge. Amazing. With Ewan McGregor. So good.
Yeah. Very talented, I think. So anyway, there are people saying this song could win a Grammy, so then she would have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
And she still needs that Tony, yep.
She hasn't had the Tony yet, but she does a little of everything all the time. Very flexible,
so talented,
if you will, with her talented. Yeah, so good luck to her. I happen to like Nicole Kidman, always have, frankly. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state.
Democrat challenger leader Stacey Abrams.
In this Georgia, right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed in the Machu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the bridge collapse. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed
It was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I see Mark Zuckerberg yesterday from, what do they call it now, Meta? It's Facebook, basically.
Yeah, Facebook's parent.
He's trying to change his evil ways. He's talking about how they can do things to make the stock more valuable. If you'd stop screwing with your site, I think that would make it very bad.
Yes, and enough with this algorithm that doesn't even work properly.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. Thank you, Doug, for clearing your voice on the air. We're full of nice news, good things, and we're full of other things as well, including my father used to say, Jay, I was full of old shoes. That was his way of telling me that I was full of, when I would do something wrong, and he would catch me, and I would make like we all, as children, made up excuses for what we did, right?
Fabricated the truth.
Right. Well, we twisted it a little bit. Oh, no, that didn't really happen. Yeah, yeah. When you're an adult, you're supposed to grow out of that. Some of us do and some of us don't. But anyway, that was, you're full of old shoes. There we go. All right. Good news from the University of Kentucky and the coach John Calipari, also known as Coach Cal, has done something very interesting. The annual blue and white game this year They've moved it to help the people devastated by the historic floods so that people could see it that aren't normally, you know, able to see it. And there was a coal miner. There's a picture of a coal miner that went viral. This fellow, Michael McGuire, was inside the coal mine when the University of Kentucky men's basketball coach, Mr. Calipari, posted a picture that caught his eye. It was of a coal-covered McGuire and his son, Eaton, who were at the blue and white game. Apparently, Mr. McGuire came right out of the mine and went right to the game to be with his son.
Yeah, his wife Molly had already taken him there, and he already missed a good portion of the game. And had he gone home or showered, changed, and then gone there, he would have missed the entire thing. And this was his son's very first UK basketball experience. He was not going to
miss it. He's playing on the team. Yeah, yeah, right.
No. He's a fan. He's young.
The kid is?
I thought the
kid was on the team.
No. The kid's young. This was his first time going to see a UK game.
Ah, okay. I misconstrued that info. I thought he was actually on the team, and that made it even more compelling. And the wife's name, I love this, Molly McGuire. Don't you love that?
That's good. I like
Michael
that.
And Molly McGuire are the parents. Michael and Molly McGuire. So
and
anyway.
Molly's the one that posted the photo. And, of course, other people took photos and they didn't know the whole story. And Molly had posted the photo, said the story. It went viral. So many people shared it and liked it and commented on it. And then Coach Cal saw it. And was like, he grew up in coal mine country in West Virginia and was like, this hits close to home. And he made VIPs out of them, gifted them some tickets down the road where the family, the McGuire family, can all go, the three of them. And it's just, oh, it is so cool.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The things we as parents will do for our children.
It's very sweet. Yeah. Well, as long as we don't do too much. Again, back to a sort of an in and out theme of the program today, and ought to be on people's minds as parents. The way you raise your children is going to be reflected in how they are as adults. Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those great examples of just showing up. Show up. That's one of the most important things. Show up.
Yep. Show up. I like that. Okay. Speaking of showing up, the election scenario becomes more confusing, more caustic, more annoying. There are all kinds of different ways of playing this game, whether it be all the people. I saw a post yesterday on Facebook, and basically it was aimed at telling people how wonderful it is to vote early. And I looked at it, and I'm trying to find a way to respond to it, but there's no way. They just posted this, and somehow or other, it got to me and on my Facebook page, and I didn't like it. I don't subscribe to, nor do I support, the idea of early voting, voting by mail, any of that stuff. I am completely, 100% against it for all kinds of reasons. Not only the corruption side of it, but and the mishandling, but also the issues change. Listen to how we talk about these things. They change moment by moment, day by day. So how do you, if you vote 9 days early, and something changes and you say, oh, doggone it, I wish I hadn't voted for him, or I wish I'd have voted a different way on that issue, but you can't do that because you've already been encouraged. It's almost like these people want to corrupt. You know, as much as I don't hold with Trump and his message, this is what gives people sustenance. This is what gives them fodder. This is what feeds all of the hysteria about the elections being corrupted and compromised. This is what does it. And so if you don't want to give in to Trump and the way he's gone about bringing attention to this, then you make sure that those things don't happen. But that's not what's going on. They're more and more encouraging it. The mail. It's ridiculous to send your vote in the mail. How do you know what's going to happen to it? Who's going to open it? If they look at it and they don't like it, they throw it away. There's nobody watching this stuff.
Well, but also, we've all received our neighbor's mail at one point or another. We've received mail that was not supposed to be directed to us.
Yeah.
But on the changing the mind, it also goes to show also that we don't vote for people we want in office as much anymore as we vote to keep other people out. So with the whole changing the mind thing, it's almost like something so significant has to happen for someone to change their mind.
Yeah.
for whom they're voting, because they're not actually voting that person in. They're voting somebody out or to keep somebody out.
One of the things going on, there's a article of impeachment that's been filed against the district attorney of Philadelphia because of the way things are happening in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. It's not only that. In most cities, there is a lot of focus on crime, and the people who, in terms of whether you pursue crime, there's great lessons every time you watch Blue Bloods on Friday, and the character played by Bridget Moynihan, the way they attack or approach the criminals and crime and stuff. Well, you hear Jennifer Horne all the time talking here about what's going on in Los Angeles. I can talk about it because my two children live in Los Angeles. They're both sick of all the crime. Increases in numbers, crazy. Well, apparently that became part of the discussion in the Senate race last week when Dr. Oz was up against John Fetterman on the air. And that was something that they were talking about, the release of prisoners and who's getting out of jail, who's going to jail. There's no balance here. And so there's no common sense either. So if you have a full grasp of the issues, then you can make an intelligent decision. And maybe stuff, you know, we have all these 30-second and 60-second ads that are running on the radio and television that take a snippet out of something. Vote for this person because... And that doesn't tell you the whole story about him or her. But in this case, the fellow who is the progressive district attorney in Philadelphia, he's doing crazy stuff. And the guy who's in Los Angeles, the same thing. So now they want to impeach these guys and bring somebody else in. Most people don't even understand what impeachment is. And more than that, it's confusing because it's at election time. You know, they want to have people vote on impeaching as part of the referendum question. You know, and what happened with the governor of California? Look at how many people. This tells you something in and of itself. The number of people who are in various elected offices who have been impeached, or the effort to try to impeach them, unseat them, recall them, whatever the method is in your state, is uncanny. And that's because we have people who suck in these offices to begin with, because we've rolled over. I don't know why people don't put two and two together here and understand what really is going on. What's going on is we have no balance. We have no, we have just this pendulum swinging back and forth that is ridiculous. We go one way hard and then we go another way hard. We can't seem to find the middle of the road. And so, you know, you look at what some of these people, and this has been one of the attacks, which is kind of ridiculous, with the Black Lives Matter movement, there's been an effort by district attorneys to keep black people from going to jail as much as possible, even if they commit a horrible crime. Well, that doesn't fix the problem. There are a lot of blacks in jail who ought not to be there, a lot of white people in jail who ought not to be there because of foolish crimes that, you know, have no consequence whatsoever, but yet they're in jail because they're going to be tough on crime. Well, how about we get tough on real crime? Now, then someone would say, well, how do you define real crime? I define real crime as something that hurts another human being, something, whether it's economically or whether it's physically. This is, if you do harm to somebody else, and you're convicted of doing harm to somebody else, then you ought to be in jail. That's it. Pretty simple, right?
But yet, it sounds like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we have all this mass incarceration of people who smoked a joint in some of these backwater towns and cities. And it's not just in the South. And I'm not speaking disparagingly, although a lot of stuff that goes on in the South is still aimed at blacks, and that's one of the reasons there was so much fuel behind the Black Lives Matter thing, because in different parts of this country, the racial gaps are huge, huge. In places down in the South, Mississippi, for example, black adults are imprisoned at five times the rate of white adults, even though they're only 12% of the population. Huh? What does that tell you? And the number of people going to jail for non-violent crime, excuse me, I know I've kind of gotten off of what the prosecutors are doing, but they kind of go hand in hand. We just, we don't seem to pay attention. It's all a headline society. It's all, okay, this person guilty of that. Well, what's the story behind the story? Oftentimes you don't ever get it. And so, yeah, do we have an imbalance in the system in terms of how many blacks are in jail? We have an imbalance to the system in terms of who's in jail, period, and why they're there. That's the way I look at it anyway. But looking back and forth at these, there was a debate over the weekend in Georgia between the governor now, Brian Kemp, and Stacey Abrams, who's running against him. They had words, pretty nasty words. All of these, the stuff's getting nasty. And that doesn't teach you anything. You don't learn anything about issues. You just learn about personalities. When mm-hmm. you look at the Ohio debates, right? You saw those last week, Jay. How nasty they were.
And it's sort of a bunch of finger pointing, and nobody ends up looking good.
No. Not at all. And so anyway, and Trump hasn't helped that, but he's not the first one, but he seems to be the one that most people think of when it comes to denigrating the opponent and making fun of the opponent rather than sticking to the issues. I don't know. We have to be as citizens. We're the overseers. Oversight starts with us. That's what the problem is about. That's what fixes the problem, in my estimation. And that's not what we've got here. All right, let's keep. What's going on look at how in Ukraine the Russians are getting pushed. They're threatening to use missiles again, but the Ukrainians are really kicking the hell out of them. You see that this weekend, how much they were pushed. They pushed the Russians way back this mm-hmm. weekend. I suppose that's good news for people who are supporting Ukraine, which is most of us, I guess. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after the hour. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and what to do at your home is our focus right now. Tom Kreidler is here, co-host and the founder and the chief home improvement evangelist. I'm reading a PR bit. I just said it. I love this. This is great. It captures you. He's the professor of home inspectors. And a very handsome fellow as well, as you can tell by looking at the picture, that big smile. And so, with that, there is a focus on home improvement products that one would need to make it through the fall. A lot of beautiful leaves are on the trees still, but they're all over the lawn, and they're all over the house, and they're all over the gutters. And all of that good stuff. But this is a good time of year to do things. Besides maintenance, there is repair. And I see that there a lot of people are focused on new windows. What's the scoop?
Yeah, there's a new window out from Pella. It's the Pella 250 series windows. Now, what's unique about this, Doug, is instead of having a screen that covers the entire window, this has a hidden screen. It's actually built into the window. So as you raise the window, the screen reveals itself. And as you close the window, the screen conceals itself. So
wow.
You only have the screen.
I love that.
Gives you more visibility.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, of course, you get the energy efficiency that whole time.
Yeah.
Another good thing to think about now is to make sure that you have a carbon monoxide and smoke alarm in your house. And, you know, we always say when time comes to set the clocks ahead or back, anytime you're going to check smoke alarm batteries, well, forget that, because now First Alert has a 10-year battery. So instead of checking your battery and replacing your battery and dealing with the chirps, you can pick up a 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and basically after 10 years, you throw it out. So
yeah.
That's a lot more sense.
I think these things are a real problem. These smoke alarms are way too sensitive. I've disconnected all over my house. I always do, because they go off at various and sundry hours. You got the batteries go weak and they start. It becomes nonsense.
Well,
so this looks good.
I don't think you should be disconnecting them. But
I know,
if you have a 10-year battery, you won't deal with the chirps and all of that.
Right.
And if you have a detector like in your kitchen, they have the kind that have the temporary reset button so that it will go off for a few minutes to let the smoke clear.
Yeah.
You know, if it's the burnt toast. Hey, there's another new tool out from Rheem. Now, Rheem, of course, you know because of their fabulous water heaters, other HVAC products, but they have now got a product called HotWave. It is an attachment to your garden hose, and you will love this as a farmer. It gives you hot water on demand right at the garden hose.
Really?
Yep.
I'm getting one of these.
Attach your hose to it. You plug it in, it's got a 25-foot cord, and you got hot water coming right out of that same garden hose. So you can clean the mud off the tires, you can wash the dogs,
so it's got to be connected to electric as well as water?
Yeah, you plug it in, right, it's got a 25-foot cord, you plug it in, and then you hook up the garden hose, and it's like a mini tankless water heater on the end of the garden hose.
That sounds like a great idea. I want one of those. I want one of those for Christmas, if anybody's listening.
Yeah, everybody's listening. Right.
Right.
New flooring out from Ella Flooring now, the Era Collection. This is cool. It's engineered hardwood. And instead of being like narrow strips, Doug, it's 10-inch wide boards and 8-feet long boards. So you put those in a room, you get great durability and get the sort of spacious feeling.
What's it made out of?
Well, engineered hardwood is basically made out of real hardwood. And then it has a composite back to it. And they even have a treatment for the seams, so that when the board's locked together, they're waterproof. So if you spill something, it doesn't get in there and swell the whole thing up.
Cool. All right, you got one more for us?
Yeah, LG. They've got the multi-F heat pumps with the LG Red technology. The story here is the LG Red, which is reliable to extreme degree. That's what it stands for. These heat pumps now are efficient down to 5 degrees, which is amazing. And they can heat your house down to minus 13 when it's minus 13 outside. So
how does it work, though?
Well, it's a heat pump, so it runs off electricity.
Yeah.
And it's an air-to-air heat pump, so it's not a ground loop. And basically, it's just super, super efficient with these technologies. It used to be heat pumps, you wouldn't put them in a northern climate, but now they're so efficient, you can do that.
And they look like they don't take up a lot of room.
No, they don't. And one outdoor compressor can handle several indoor units as well.
So how do you use it to replace your furnace? What do you use?
Well, if you wanted to replace, let's say your furnace is getting old. Let's say you have a typical HVAC forced air system with a furnace and air handlers and all that. You could replace that whole system with a heat pump. And you could have air conditioning and heating, but very efficient. And
so all these things,
a lot of rebates offered for these things now.
Yeah. Can we get more info? We go to your website.
Yeah, go to my website. I've got an article right on the homepage called 5 Fabulous Home Improvement Products You Need This Fall.
All right, we got it. Excellent job of retrieving the information, Mr. Kreidler. Thank you very much. You're a man not to be reckoned with. No, you are to be reckoned with. 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.